Oh man, the Kinks. Such a unique sound. One of the great bands of all time. Members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And founding member Dave Davies has got a lot of projects in the works. He's got a brand new autobiography called Living on a Thin Line. He's got a compilation CD also called Living on a Thin Line. And he and the rest of the guys have put together a brand new compilation album with some of the Kinks' best music called The Journey Part 1. Four-side, double album, brilliantly organized as well, and lots of great Kinks music out there for people to check out. We had a chance to talk with Dave Davies about all of that, the band's roots and more, when we caught up with him earlier today.
Rich, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Dave. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Glad to hear it. Well, I just finished reading the book last night, and it was so good, and I was struck by something you wrote in the preface. You talked about the power of kindness and compassion. Is that something you've known all along, or did it take a while to get to that realization?
I think it took a while, but I always remember that when I was very young, that my mother always said to me that whatever you do, you always have a choice. And I would like you to make a choice to help people and to be kind. Although her life was very rough and rugged, and they were like a basic hard-working, working-class London family. And they knew how to work hard. So I think there's something else that both Ray and I learned from our parents was hard work and not to take disappointment, take it on the chin, move on. You know. Things always go wrong.
You had some terrific influences. We've talked to so many musicians who were influenced by Lonnie Donegan, and people here in the States know him for maybe Rock Island Line or Does Your Chewing Gum Lose the Flavor, but what he did to really kick off the skiffle movement was huge.
But Lonnie really kicked off R&B, as it was called then, in London, England. He played banjo for, we used to have like bands that played like Dixieland before all the rock stuff, and I liked it, and I liked the banjo because my dad played banjo. And when Lonnie Donegan came along, it was very exciting. The skiffle movement was very exciting, and I remember Lonnie covered a song by one of my favorite composers or blues players, Leadbelly. Leadbelly was a famous blues exponent. Fabulous. And I modeled a lot of my playing on Leadbelly. And Lonnie introduced a lot of folk, American folk, black blues into of culture in England. So it was quite a revolutionary in a way. Although he goes unsung.
We're talking with Dave Davies here on Downtown. One of the most poignant parts of your book, and I knew some of the story, but the story of your sister Renee, I know the song Come Dancing was an homage to her and to Frank, but that was such a powerful story.
Well, yeah, it's life, isn't it? Life. Mm. Can get you one way or the other.
Mm.
And, it was a very, very interesting period in both Ray's life and my life, because she was always had heart problems, and like she lived in Canada for a while where we heard a lot of American music, and she came home, and she was not done too good. She wanted to buy Ray a guitar. And Oh, to cut long story short, long emotional story short, she one night she went out dancing. She loved to dance, and she died on the dance floor in London's, I think at the Stratton. I can't remember the actual venue, but it was in London, one of the famous ballrooms. And she died the night before Ray got his guitar, really. And like, you know, as if it wasn't bad for me, imagine what it must have been like for Ray.
Oh, it's such a story. You also write about the first big hit, You Really Got Me. And, well, you guys had to fight to make sure you got the sound you wanted. You didn't want it overproduced. You wanted that gritty sound that really established what Kinks were all about.
Yeah, I mean, it could easily have never been released, that record. We were working, we were just so lucky to get in the studio, really. And Manager got this producer that helped us, and we didn't like it. And we thought, well, we need to re-record it. And Ray was really adamant as well. And so we needed £200 to re-record it. And luckily, one of our managers, Robert, gave us the money to go and re-record it. And this time we re-recorded it. Without all the echo and the flash and studio and the basic gritty, and that's how we wanted it. That's how we started. So it was a gamble that paid off, really.
Well, it certainly did. A lot of that great music chronicled in The Journey Part One. I love the way that you guys have organized the album, with each side having a really specific theme.
Well, yeah, we thought we liked to try and do something a little bit different and try to color it differently, and a lot of our own personal input into the song. So that was a lot of fun, yeah. It's really good. I recommend it.
And the book is terrific. You've got a new CD of your own music as well. Some new music for us to hear, including a song that you co-wrote with the great Jerry Goffin.
Oh, yeah, that was when I lived in LA all those years ago, the early 90s. I met Jerry and my talented guy, really talented guy. And we're sitting in a coffee shop on Sunset Strip on Hollywood, New Hollywood. And we're talking about what we liked and what we didn't like. And he said, I've always wanted to write a song for Bob Dylan. And I think he writes his own songs. But anyway, he was adamant about this. And the first thing he wrote on the napkin, we were sitting at the coffee, he wrote it all on the napkin in the restaurant. It was, he always liked the song Dylan did called Blowing in the Wind. He wrote down napkin, the wind ain't blowing anymore. So I thought that was funny and humorous, you know. And so we built up a song based on that, and he wanted to call it 21st Century. And it got lost. The tape was only a cassette, like old fashioned cassette tape. And we were lucky, we found it in a lockup in Hollywood. So we thought, we've got to try and get this out. You know, it's our piece of history, yeah, apart from anything else. And it sounded pretty good.
It sure does. Well, it's great to have it out there. Also, The Journey, Part One from The Kinks, the wonderful book, Living on a Thin Line. It's been quite a road from Muswell Hill, and it's great to read it in your words, Dave. I love the book, love the new music, and so grateful that you spent some time with us today. Thank you so much, and we wish you continued success, good health.
Good health, man.